Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are continuing Reader's Month this month, and this one is from Anna, and it says, I just wanted to let you know that I really like your work and the way you pray every day. I got an Amazon Echo for Christmas, and I was curious if it could help boost my spiritual life somehow. That's how I found Pray Every Day, and listening to it is part of my morning routine now, and it's so good. So thank you, and greetings from the lovely Budapest. Hope you'll visit it someday. And God bless you, your family, and all the things you do for His name. From Anna or Anna. Anna, thank you so much for that. And I have always wanted to go to Budapest, so I would love to take you up on that offer. Perhaps the next time I'm in Switzerland for my intensive, I can hop over there, and having a Pray Every Day meetup would be amazing, wouldn't it? So we are in Micah chapter 6. We're making our way through chapter 6, verses 6 through 12 in the NLT, and this is what it says. What can we bring to the Lord? Should we bring Him burnt offerings? Should we bow before God Most High with offerings of yearly calves? Should we offer Him thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Should we sacrifice our firstborn children to pay for our sins? No, O people, the Lord has told you what is good, and this is what He requires of you, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Fear the Lord if you are wise. His voice calls to everyone in Jerusalem. The armies of destruction are coming. The Lord is sending them. What shall I say about the homes of the wicked filled with treasures gained by cheating? What about the disgusting practice of measuring out grain with dishonest measures? How can I tolerate your merchants who use dishonest scales and weights? The rich among you have become wealthy through extortion and violence. Your citizens are so used to lying that their tongues can no longer tell the truth. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, right in the middle of this pretty strong condemnation of the nation of Israel, you've got this nugget of a verse that many of us have memorized, that you show us what you require of us, and it's to do what's right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you. And so we pray that today into our souls, and we also pray it for our loved ones who are far from you. We pray they would have the gumption and the desire to do what is right. We pray that instead of wrath or anger, that would be replaced with a love of mercy. And we pray that instead of pride and the pride of life, that they would humbly walk with their God. And Lord, we of course, we pray that for others, but we pray it for ourselves. We want to do what is right today. Show us so clearly through the power of your Holy Spirit that always lives within us, what it is that you require us to do today, what is right when we're tempted to cheat, even just a little, to do the right thing and the correct thing. Teach us what it means to actually love mercy. I think a lot of us love rightness. We love our egos. We love power. But to love mercy is something completely different. And I know I love it when I see it, but I really would love to love it in myself. And so, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would breed new avenues of mercy in my heart. And Lord, we do want to walk humbly with you, and that means to recognize that you are God and we are not God. You are the great one and we are the followers. You are the fisherman who has fished for us, and we are the ones who are now fishing for other men and women. And so you are it. We are your followers. And Lord, as we struggle with just, you know, the beginning of the year and politics, and, you know, all over the world, things are corrupt and it can be so disheartening, Lord. But your words in Micah are so comforting in the way of knowing that this has been around a long time, where there are merchants out there using dishonest scales. There are people that are gaining wealth by dishonest measures. You call it a disgusting practice. You talk about cheating. You talk about people becoming rich through extortion and violence. And this phrase really got me today. Your citizens are so used to lying that their tongues can no longer tell the truth. And Lord, I know that every one of us has someone in our life who is addicted to lying or has lied so much they can no longer discern between the truth and the lie. So Lord, I pray you give us discernment around folks like that. And I pray you would keep us back from telling lies, but that we would be people of light and truth. And we know that this comes through your strength and not ours. So we humbly bow before you. We trust you. We give our lives afresh to you, especially in this new year. And we say that we love you. And that's so true. I love you so much, Jesus. I pray this in your name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If this podcast has blessed you and you know someone who may be a shut-in or someone who's lonely or someone on the other side of the world who may be struggling or they don't have a lot of Christians in their lives, would you share this with them today? That's my little request of you. And I just want to commend you for what you're doing for your relationship with God, especially starting in 2020. This is commendable for sure. And I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful that God created you. And I'm so thankful for the spheres of influence that he has given you that I will never touch. You are uniquely placed by God in the situation that you're in. And he has you there for a reason. Rest in that today. Rest in that today, my friend. Have a good day.